Hi, Mary. What's on your mind?
Hello, Dr. Wright. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for your patience, ma'am.
You're welcome. I want to know what this adrenal hormone, DHEA, does for the body.
Oh, well, here's a really good one, ma'am. Along with vitamin D, DHEA is a longevity hormone. Someone studied a bunch of people, and they were all over 50 or 60, I forget which. And what they found is that the higher the DHEA, the longer they lived, and the lower the DHEA, the shorter they lived. And they found the same thing in a whole different research about vitamin D. The more the vitamin D, as long as it's within that tropical optimal, the longer people lived and less likely to die of anything at all. I am not kidding, except for trauma, and vitamin D won't control trauma, but cancer, heart attack, stroke, etc. Well, DHEA is along the same lines, ma'am. It's a longevity hormone. Apparently, D and DHEA, that's how I can remember the two, because they both start with D. And then secondly, it is a very helpful thing for our immune systems to function properly. So those are two major things, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Two very important things.
Yes, but there's one other thing to not do. Don't walk into the Tuma dispensary, your local health food store, your compounding pharmacy, buy the capsules on the shelf and use them. No, no, no. Why am I saying that? Because DHEA is made in our adrenal glands. Okay, so what? Well, from the adrenal glands, where does it go? Up the venous pathways, the veins, that is, to the heart. And the heart delivers it to every cell in the body, including a little bit to the liver, but it goes to the brain, it goes to the knees, it goes to the toes, it goes to the pancreas, it goes everywhere before it's used in those local organs. Now, when we swallow the DHEA, it goes straight to the liver, all of it, because that's where the intestines send things. They are accustomed to doing that. That's what nature and creation planned them to do. And when DHEA goes to the liver, we don't know what it's going to happen to it. Now, with men, it's even worse than with ladies. With men, it turns into estrone, which is a major procarcinogenic estrogen. We don't want that to happen. And I have not studied enough ladies to find out what happens, but I know from the men's example that we do not want to be giving our livers a whole bunch of DHEA. So that's one that should be put out by a compounding pharmacy in one of those rub-in creams and rubbed into the body, because if we rub it into a mucous membrane, which is the best absorptive surface for this kind of hormone, then it goes, guess where? To the heart first, not to the liver. And it goes to every place in the body before a little bit goes to the liver. So anyway, DHEA capsules, I wish they'd get off the health food store shelves. That's not the way the body wants the DHEA to come in to be handled properly. So your physician can prescribe it for you through a compounding pharmacy, and there we are.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, doctor. My doctor has me taking the DHEA capsules.
Oops.
I will talk to her about the cream.
Yeah, you tell her to give me a call if she has any doubts. I'd be happy to talk to her.
Okay, I'll do that.
Might take me a day or two to get back.
I'll see her in about 3 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Let's see. Will I be out of town in 3 weeks? Yes, we're going to somewhere where the sun shines for a week. How do you like that? But we'll be back. We'll be back. And my administrative assistant is good at taking calls and telling me, hey, you better return this one. So that's okay.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that very much.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling, because you'll get the much better effect. Your whole body will get the much better effect from rubbing the stuff in. Oh, here's a fun one, ma'am. I don't know if it's fun for you, but it's fun for some ladies. There was a study comparing DHEA with estrogen and progesterone rubbed into a certain area which gets a lot of commotion with sex, and DHEA did the best job at rejuvenating those tissues, ma'am, so there was less or no pain. It did better than estrogen or progesterone when rubbed in, no kidding.
Well, last spring when I first had my adrenals tested, my DHEA was 23.
Ooh, that's low.
And taking 10 milligram capsules for 6 weeks, it almost doubled. And then she doubled me up to 20 milligrams, and I was recently tested again, so I'll find out what that result is.
Okay, ma'am, and the only hazard of too much DHEA, and all my experience since 1982 with this stuff, has been getting zits, you know, acne. And so that's the body saying, excuse me, I don't want that much. But if you're not getting acne, you're not taking too much.
Okay. Well, I had a spell of acne a couple of weeks ago, but it's not every day.
Well, that's good. But is your body giving you a signal? All right, ma'am.
Yes,
well, thank you so much.
I'm trying to pay attention to it.
Yep. Thank you for calling. This is, unfortunately, because of all those capsules on the shelf in the health food store, this is something that everybody needs to know about. So thank you.
Well, thank you for your information, doctor.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling.